We left off last week discussing the issue of a hefsek concerning Birchas HaTorah. So some of the regular rules of a hefsek don't apply. It's if a person recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning and then learns a little bit, then goes out to work, comes back, learns later in the day. So one does not recite a new Birchas HaTorah. Is there anything that would occur that would warrant a second Birchas HaTorah? So there is a big question. The Rishon, when a person goes to sleep during the daytime, what if they say, nice, good Shabbos nap, wakes up a little bit later and wants to know, do I have to make a new Birchas HaTorah? So there are many opinions that maintain that yes, and there are those who say that not. The minhag most people follow is not to. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. That seems to be the more common practice, is not to recite a new Birchas HaTorah just simply upon getting up after a day nap. There is almost a flip shaila, reverse shaila. What if an entire night passed by, but a person didn't stop learning? A person was up, so it says Shabbos night, a Mishbar night, a person was learning the entire night, now it's the next morning, you have to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. It's a little bit of the opposite question. Because on the one hand, it is a new day. On the other hand, you didn't really have a hefsek. You didn't have any interruption, any break. That's also a question, whether one would recite a new Birchas HaTorah. It's that question that leads us to a little bit of a quandary on Shavuos morning, where a person's ready to start davening on Shavuos morning. The question becomes, should we recite a Birchas HaTorah or not? So assuming that the person was up the entire night and learning the entire night, so according to many opinions, there's no new Birchas HaTorah. And according to others, there would be a new Birchas HaTorah. What do you do? So what do you do when you have a suffix Birchas HaTorah? We spoke a little bit about this last week. So what the common practice is to try to find somebody to be motzi you in Birchas HaTorah. Usually it's not that hard to find somebody who slept, the guy dribbled off over the middle of the shiur. The guy really went to sleep for a little while. So such a person would be able to recite a Birchas HaTorah to be motzi everybody else. That's what most shuls do. Sometimes you have a situation where you don't have anybody, where Baruch Hashem, everyone sits masneed, and everyone's up the entire night. There's nobody to say a Birchas HaTorah, so what do you do? So probably the best option under those circumstances is to rely on something we haven't really spoken about yet, and that's the one that Abba Rabba, the person who didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, but they did recite Abba Rabba before Kriya Shema, had in mind that should also cover, should double as Birchas HaTorah. And then as soon as they finish Shmoneh Esrei, they say a few psukim, so they learn a little bit of the Torah right after Shmoneh Esrei, so that would technically call you for Birchas HaTorah. So bottom line is, if you have somebody who's able to be motzi you, that would probably be the best situation. If for whatever reason that's not an option, so then at least one should rely on Abba Rabba, and then right after that, you remember to say a few psukim. Have a wonderful day.